Asael, what do you want?
I want you to be happy.
Okay, but what do you want?
What do I want? I don't really know. I'm not sure. It's clear for me what I want for you, but it's not clear for me what I want for myself.
That's interesting.
Do you know that? Do you know that issue where you're not really clear what you want or how you want it?
Or you're unable to express explicitly what it is that you want or even identify?
Yeah.
Or feel worthy or prioritize your want?
So if so, you're in good company because a lot of us have problems with not recognizing what we want and asking for it. And today we're going to talk about why that happens and how to change that.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your hosts, Dr. Asael and Galit Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're going to be talking about dare to want. So I see this all the time in the clinic. I see this a lot with men where in their marriage or in their relationship, when I ask them, what do you want? They're dumbstruck. They don't know what to say.
That's really interesting because when that's kind of like a newsflash to me, right? Because in my mind, men are very clear on what their wants are. But reflecting on it now and talking about it with you now, I realize maybe men are very clear on what they want outside of the relational space. Right. So like in the workplace, professionally, competitively, like they're very clear on what their wants are. They go, they get it. At least that's kind of like, you know, the saying, it's a man's world. Like you want it, you get it. Whereas I feel like women a lot of time have a harder time expressing their wants or voicing their wants or even prioritizing their wants. But maybe actually in the relational space, the balance is a little bit different.
Yeah, because it's been my experience that because of psychological patriarchy, men were conditioned, were socialized that the way we express love is through providing, right? So basically what we do is we just give and give and give, and we're in service and we're not really sure what we want. And since wanting is kind of, for a lot of men, it's seen as like pathetic or weak or needy. They don't want to show those aspects. So they keep saying, whatever you want. I just want my wife to be happy. I just want my kids to be happy. I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything. What happens is it usually leads to a very narrow emotional range.
Yeah. I think that what you're surfacing is this vulnerability that comes with wanting. And that when we express our want, we also open ourselves up for disappointment. And that's a vulnerable and scary place to be. So if I say, I want to do this with you, or I want to go see this movie with you, or I want to have dinner with you, that leaves me open for you saying, well, I don't really want to do that.
So it protects me from rejection or disappointment. And I see this a lot for men because they also have this core belief that asking is a burden or feelings is a burden. So they don't want to burden their partner or they don't want to burden their family or their friends with that. So when you don't ask, the benefit is you're always giving. That makes you very powerful. Mm. That makes you meaningful. That gives you a sense of agency. That makes you're very necessary around you.
Yeah, it makes you needed.
Right.
People are dependent on you. Right. I feel like women have that as well, as mothers in particular.
Say more.
They're, you know, always prioritizing the family. Everyone, you know, their wants and needs are before them. And first I'll make sure that everyone else has kind of dinner before I sit down and have dinner myself.
Right.
Like I'm going very much to the stereotypes because...
But it's also, if I think about it, it's also like a one-up position of a martyrhood, right? I'm just
right.
giving and giving and everyone else
right.
is selfish and
right.
I can always get
oh,
the up
I don't
ground.
Have wants. It's okay.
Right. I'll eat later. I'll rest in my grave. But the cost when you don't know how to express your wants, the cost is you start attracting, because next to everyone who's overgiving, what you're going to be attracting to your life are people that are leechers that just take. And then you keep feeling like people are taking you for granted. Mm. And for a lot of these men, because they're never expressing their want, they're slowly become kind of a two-dimensional flat character.
Yeah, I think for me, when you say that, what comes to mind is this partner, it doesn't actually matter if it's, you know, male, female, or even,
right.
you know, same sex, it doesn't matter. But this dance of whatever you want. Okay, honey, whatever you want kind of thing. And then that, you slowly sever from your wants. Well, that's great, whatever you want. But that continuous and constant pacifying just furthers you away from yourself, your core, your...
Right. I slowly lose touch with myself.
Yeah.
And also, in your minds, I just become less and less interesting, less and less complicated. Yeah, it's not
what... If you're always going to say whatever you want, then what's the point in even asking you, right? You're like, your wants don't even become a factor. I don't even have to take them into consideration anymore because ultimately I get to choose. Okay.
And what happens is this character that doesn't express their wants becomes less and less interesting. And their voice is heard less and their pain is less seen because they're whatever. They have no wants. They have no needs. They're only always giving. So we want to give an example. Just the other day, we were working with a couple and he never wants anything. He never asks for anything. He doesn't ask for coffee. He doesn't ask for food. Nothing. He waits till his wife is making coffee and then he kind of sneaks in the request. And that's been going on for years because his sentence, his mantra is, I don't need anything. As long as you're happy, I don't need anything. And then what happened was there was finally an event where he needed his partner's attention and his sensitivity. And she was like,
who are you again?
Exactly. She didn't see it. And for him, this is a radical shift because he decided early on that his job as a man is just to provide. And he doesn't need anything. He's happy with just air and water. But the price he's paying for it is he's not only living a narrow life, but he's not seen.
Right.
And there's no empathy and there's no sensitivity and there's no softness and there's no vitality.
Yeah, I think that there's this element of invisibility almost, right? Because you don't have wants, you don't have needs, you don't have a voice. So kind of where are you?
So if you'd like to change that, the way to change that is to first to kind of reflect and see, do you have that core belief about wanting or desiring or asking? Where did you learn that? Does that still serve you? So first of all, just reflect a lot.
And I would go even further as to kind of in terms of in order to be able to identify if wanting is something that you kind of perceive as naughty or you're not worthy of it. Because that's one of the things that came up with this couple, right, is that he felt like he doesn't deserve to have these wants, right? He's not worthy of these wants. So it's kind of this digging deeper of like, what does wanting constitute for you? What does that mean to you? What does that represent? And then one way I think to see kind of like a check-in to see if wanting is something that you can at least play with, if you kind of have access to it and feel it in the muscles, is the I want game, which is something that we do sometimes. And we just, you know, shoot off these I wants, and they don't have to be realistic and they don't have to make sense and they don't even have to be in any particular order. It's actually better if they're extremely associative, but it's just like, I want a balcony. I want a lot of plants. I want to have a delicious breakfast. I want orange juice. I want like all these I wants. And I think that it's really easy to see people who kind of don't have a problem with I wants, like myself. Or people that really struggle where you say like, okay, let's play the I want game, and they just, you know, become paralyzed almost.
And I think if you start practicing that, the way to soften that core belief is also to choose to believe that when you're asking, the only way you can actually give is by learning how to receive. And because if you have a problem asking, that probably means you have some sort of core belief about asking and neediness. And that way you're judging the people that you're giving. So you're actually giving, you're not really giving wholeheartedly.
Right.
And when I ask something for my partner, I'm not burdening her. I'm giving her a chance to feel meaningful to me. Because if you're never asking, then you don't need anyone. Right. And everyone around you feels like, what does he need from us? He doesn't need anything.
Right. There's no value, kind of. I don't bring value to the relationship and vice versa.
And the whole idea is that you want to reach a stage where you can lean, where you can feel seen and celebrated and appreciated.
Wait, I wanna rewind what I said, because I don't think it's value. I think it's closeness, because I think it stems back to that kind of vulnerability.
Say more.
Just that when you're able to say what you want next to someone, then you're able to kind of invite an intimacy and a closeness.
Yeah.
Right, because you're willing to open up and either share a desire, a request. So that kind of leaves you very open and vulnerable.
And when you're discussing with your partner, remind them that your request is not their command.
Right.
cut that umbilical cord. You can reference that episode. Your want is not my command. And that way we can create an environment where I can ask you. I'm slowly practicing on asking you, and you don't have to say yes to everything I ask. But at least I'm practicing of saying it out there, putting out there my wants.
Yeah.
And they can be big and they can be small. For instance, that couple that we worked with, I gave him homework of just asking for a coffee. Start small. Start with asking small things.
Yeah.
Can you get a glass of water, a cup of coffee, a meal, a back rub? You got to start small, and you're going to feel a little bit embarrassed in the beginning.
Or even just with yourself, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I want to go have ice cream.
And at the end of the day, that is self-care, is learning how to ask for what you want. And if you don't ask, you're never going to get it. And if you expect people just to kind of mind read you, that's not going to work. And you're going to feel frustrated, alone, and taken advantage of.
Yes, and resentful.
So dare to ask. It is the way to grow.
Yes.
This was Gilly Romanelli.
Because when I see your selfishness, I can see your generosity, said Betty Martin.
Right.
From the Wheel of Consent.
So you want people to accept your giving. You got to show them that you also need things, that you're not this walking cash machine or wanting gift giving machine, that you also have needs.
That you're not a robot.
That you're not a robot.
We are not robots.
So let's say that again. When I see your selfishness, I can believe your generosity. This was Gilly Romanelli.
This was Dr. S.L. Romanelli.
And we're the Potential State. We'll see you next time.
Don't be afraid to want.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. Thanks for listening.